Yoko, hi.
Hi.
The Consul General of Japan recently visited Murray. So did 23 students from a city in Japan. And this week, another group of students from a city in Japan are visiting. It's an exchange program that I understand you arranged. Would you explain to me the background and how it comes that we have this honor in Murray?
Okay. First of all, I received an email message from the Consul General of Japan in Nashville informing us of the opportunity of going to Japan with a program which is fully funded by the Japanese government. I didn't understand that program really well because going to Japan with 23 students at no cost was too good to be true. So, first of all, I really didn't understand that was true or not. But since I thought I better respond to this information right away, I submitted the necessary documents with a letter of our interest in participating in that program. And after that, I didn't actually even wait for the response because I didn't think that Murray State would be selected by the government, by the Japanese government. So when I came to know that Murray State was selected, I was truly shocked. And this shock probably was one of the shocks which I have never experienced in my life.
But Murray State's Japanese program is quite distinguished, yes?
There are few universities which offer major in Japanese language. For example, the University of Kentucky offers Japanese study major, which is different from Japanese language major. Japanese language major is more focused on Japanese language. And so that attracts many students, not only in the state of Kentucky, but also in the neighboring state. In the past April, there was an annual Japanese speech contest, which was called Tennessee Area Japanese Speech Contest, which was participated in 7 universities, many of them, the universities from the state of Tennessee, such as Vanderbilt University, University of Memphis, and Murray State is the only university from Kentucky. And we won 5 hours out of 10 hours.
You took half of the awards.
Half of it, yes, yeah. First place in level 3, third place in level 2, and first, second, and third place in level 1. Uh-huh. So we took all hours in level 1. And I think that might have impressed the Consul General of Japan in Nashville because he was one of the judges in the speech contest. We have been working, both Callaway County High School and Murray State has been making tremendous efforts to promote Japanese language culture and strengthen Japanese language programs over the past 20 years. And I say Callaway County High School and Murray State, which means not only Japanese teachers, including Nakamura Sensei in Callaway County High School, my colleague, Dr. Kaneko, and myself, and other supporters have been tremendous efforts, such as the Dean Brown and Dr. Law. So I think the reason why we were selected as one of the participating universities in the United States to participate in the Kakehashi Bridge Project, which is youth exchange program, is they recognized our efforts. And I really feel our efforts paid off. And I'm really honored of being selected nationally in this program.
As well, you should be. So have you and Murray State students and Callaway County students have already been to Japan?
Yes. We went to separate places. Callaway County High School went to a city in northern Japan, which is called Hachinohe. The actual students from Hachinohe came to Murray State last week. And that Hachinohe is the area where tsunami and earthquake struck very heavily. So I'm pretty sure some of the high school students who visited Murray State last week had horrible experiences. So I really hope they had a wonderful memory and they had wonderful time in not only in Murray, but in other cities in the United States. And we went to Kobe City, where there was also a big earthquake in 1995. We visited Kobe Gakuin University, which is located in Kobe City. Then the Kobe Gakuin University students are going to visit Murray from the 7th of November, coming from this Thursday until the 10th of November until Sunday, and we'll be happy to host them reciprocally for 3 days over this weekend.
Tell me about the American students who went to Japan. What was the most vivid impression or impressions they brought back with them and shared with you?
This is really probably one of the unforgettable experiences for our students. This program enabled our students to come their dream true. And so many students wanted to go to Japan for a long time, but they even didn't imagine that they would be able to go to Japan because of the financial problems, because they are not always from the wealthy family in our university. And they are very appreciative of this opportunity. And I knew that they really knew each moment was the only moment which they were able to experience in Japan. So they cherished each moment fully and seriously. And they absorbed so much whatever it is was given to them in Japan. One of the things is, for me, it's impressive that students understand the Japanese sentiment expressed in Japanese as ichigo ichie. This phrase conveys the idea of the cosmic moment that which exists only now, has never existed before, and will never exist again. So they have this sentiment. They had this sentiment in their mind always. Then they literally considered their experience and their encounter with Japanese people, whoever they are, like people just whom they encountered on road or people whom they encountered in a restaurant, to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So that was really, really wonderful. And I think this experience has impacted students and students' life immensely. For example, some of the students had never thought that they would study Japanese further, but they are studying Japanese still right now in the class. And some of them had never thought that they would major or minor in Japanese, but they changed their major to Japanese. Very sadly, I can't express how, but I can see from the students' behavior and students' manner, they really gained something from this trip, and that they have grown as a person. And this program gave them some seeds in them. So seeds have been thought in their mind. And right now, probably we don't see the real result because flowers still are not bloomed. And fruit hasn't emerged yet. So I believe that one day, I don't know, after 5 years or 10 years, flowers, beautiful flowers will bloom, and they have beautiful fruit will emerge. And I really hope I will have the opportunity to see them. But the students, normally, they leave the university. And after they graduate from the university, sometimes we are going to lose the contact. But I really, really want to see how students grow in their future. And I really hope that they think about this experience always, and they will play a role of bridging, build a bridge between two countries, the United States and Japan, and not only between the two countries, but also to build bridges to other countries also. And kakehashi means bridge. So this project, this program is to expect the young ambassadors, Japanese and Americans, to build a bridge to the future, to tomorrow.
Yoko, congratulations and thank you.
Thank you very much.